I wish I did throw.
How many of you know that we are really a blessed church? How many of you believe that God keeps his promises? He fulfills every word, doesn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody tell me what's happening this week. Does anybody know? There you go, Mr. Edwin. Can you say it real loud? What's happening? There you go. Woo. Hallelujah. Don't let that slip up on you. I'm not waiting till Friday to start, though. I'm going to start this morning. Okay? The anointing of the Lord is here. You know why I know? Because I'm here, and you're here. And we are here, and the Bible says we're two or more gathered in my name. Guess who's here? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to stand this morning. I've got, I'm going to read my scriptures now that I have. Oh, I forgot to copy one thing. Hold on a minute. I'll just read it out of my Bible. Okay. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm. I'm going to read Psalm 112. All right. And the word says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who fears or reveres and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His offspring shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now, men, fathers, grandfathers, you want your children, your grandchildren to be mighty on the earth. Guess what? You fear the Lord. That's what it says. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. That's talking about the man that's righteous. And who made you righteous? Oh, boy. Wait a minute now. Who made you righteous? All right. So that means, does this fit you? Is this your promise? Yes. Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright, for the gracious, for the compassionate, and the just who are in right standing with God. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He will not be moved forever. The righteous, the upright, and right standing with God shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning, and being confident in the Lord. His heart is established and steady. He will not be afraid while he waits to see his desire established upon his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor and needy. His righteousness and right standing with God endures forever. His horn shall be exalted in honor. You know what it means when it says his horn shall be exalted in honor? They're going to talk about you greatly. Your name, when your name is heard, they're going to say, I know that man. That man's a righteous man. I respect that man. Psalm 112, and I know it's for all of us. But this is Father's Day. And so everything I've been reading, I'm thinking he. I'm thinking about fathers. I'm thinking about daddies. I'm thinking about grandfathers and the promises and everything. And you have everything in this chapter you need. You have the love of the Lord. Your offspring are going to be mighty. They're going to be the generation that are blessed. You've got prosperity. You've got favor. You've got health. I mean, you've got it all. Why? Because of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let's begin to praise him, okay?
Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Come on and praise Him. He brings the victory. I will praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Come on now.
Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Somebody's
miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Praise Him, for He has set me free.
Come on and
praise Him. He brings a victory.
I will praise Him,
for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Praise Him. He brings a victory.
I will praise Him,
for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Now just a minute here. What did He bring you out of? He brought me out of darkness. He put me into the kingdom of light. So that means that we can praise Him. Amen. Amen. Are you in the house today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him. Almighty God, Lord, just open our eyes. Father, hallelujah. We praise You today, Lord God, our spiritual eyes to see what You have for us. Amen. This is an oldie but goodie. Hallelujah.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You.
Open my eyes. Come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory, pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You.
Come on now.
To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Sing holy to the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see You.
Sing holy to the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 want to see you.
Open my eyes, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open my eyes, yeah.
I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
Sing holy to the Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Sing holy now.
Holy, 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 holy,
Lord, open my eyes.
Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Do you mean that, church? You want to see the Lord? You know, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and the angels cried, holy. The angels cried, holy. The angels cry, holy is the Lord.
I know that's an old one, but that's from the Word of God. I saw the Lord.
I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was high.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to talk about the Shekinah glory of the Lord and the presence of the Lord filling the temple. Hallelujah. And as that glory is on the inside of you, it rises up on you today and comes out and fills this house. The glory of the Lord will be upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing a song you'll give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up.
Come on.
Sing 'cause you're here. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by my King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
I can
sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know. And I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I say, yeah, yeah, I can sing.
Hallelujah, 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 praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy to be praised and magnified and glorified. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you go about today and all this week and you're thinking about, I hope you're thinking about camping, just thinking about the overflow. That's what our theme is, about the fact that what's inside of you is going to overflow on somebody else. Now, what are you going to let overflow? Out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks, you know? Or I could say sometimes you don't even have to say a word. The face speaks, right? And again, the reason this song, you may hear it a lot in the next few days during camp meeting, because to me, it's just the way life is. You're just walking down the road, just having a good time with God, and just letting your life and somebody else's good life touch you. Amen.
God, you have done great things.
You all may have to practice walking.
You give grace to the weak.
Yes.
And bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise you sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. There's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing. And no one beyond your love. Oh, your love.
You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love, oh God.
You have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song is to sing.
You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us.
You're the faithful one.
You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your
mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love, oh God.
You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign on us.
You're the faithful one.
You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. Let it rain.
Amen.
And I made it through.
We receive that today. Hallelujah. Praise God, Lord. We just want to touch people's lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Somewhere down a long time ago, he reached down for me. Amen. He did you too, Brother Jeff, didn't he? He knew where you were. Amen. And he reached right. He didn't have to come look. He was right there, wasn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, we serve the only, yes, testimony right here.
Church, God has been so good to us. I have two more children that's not here. They're in Henderson, a 17-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy that's autistic. Well, God worked it out. Well, we got to go to my son's birthday party in Henderson last weekend, and God is just so good. I hadn't seen my kids in 10 years for more than just a few minutes at a time, but I just want to thank God for that. He is so faithful.
Amen.
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 God isn't the restorer, isn't he? He said, I will restore what the cankerworm has eaten. Glory to God. Standing on that promise. Hallelujah. He takes a mess and makes a message out of it, right? Amen. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, living God. Worship you, Jesus.
I think we have another testimony.
Okay, go for it. Let your mom and
we're just so thankful. God's been so good. He's so faithful in all this court mess, and he's like I was telling Dot. He, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a woman judge or a man judge. God doesn't care. He can bring favor in any situation, and he also favors me and mine. Jennifer's driving. We've been in the car for 28 hours, and I know our angels say, oh, God, here they go again. You know? I mean, we changed lane in Atlanta and eight lanes, and somebody honked the horn, Jennifer pulled right out in front of somebody. You know, God's faithful, you know. And three kids in the car, it's very tiring, you know, but here we are this morning. We got home at 11:30 last night, and we just praise God for what he's doing, and we're so thankful to have Antoine and Jaden back in our home. It just completes it.
You know why? They kept calling those things which be not as though they were. So you keep calling it in. I got corrected on something this morning. I was really glad. I said something about, well, and they made this positive statement. I thought, you're right. You got me on that. You confess the things that God's doing. And then you rebuke the devil to get his hands off of your children, off of your grandchildren. Amen. Come on, church. There's nothing any more dear to us than our children and our grandchildren. You watch and see what God does as you change the way you talk. Because the way you talk will begin to direct the way you believe. People say, well, all that positive confession. I'm not just talking positive. I'm talking the Word of God and the promises. Because one of these days, that's going to drop so far down in my mind and all that kind of stuff that it's going to be just a natural thing for me to believe that. You see, God is good. Amen. We serve a living God, the only living God. Amen. I'm so glad He's not some statue that somebody went out there and decided, well, let's just make this a God. Or they'd cut down a tree and carved one out. There's no life in them. They won't answer you. But we serve a God that will answer you. And if you'll let Him, He'll direct each step you take. Amen.
Every day I come to You and lift my voice to honor You and worship You. Every hour of every day I will bow my heart to pray and worship You. Hallelujah. Every day I come to You and lift my voice to honor You and worship You. Every hour of every day I will bow my heart to pray and worship You. For You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Every day I come to You and lift my voice to honor You and worship You. Every hour
of every day
I will bow
my heart to pray
and worship You. Yes.
For You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the world.
For
You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Oh, almighty, beloved, the Savior of holy, the ever-living God. Oh, almighty, beloved, the Savior of the world.
So holy,
most holy,
most holy,
the ever-living God. For You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the world.
For You are the most holy,
Almighty, Beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We praise you.
Lord, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name. Jennifer, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, because you finally got to where that you put him more important than you, and you decided that I'm going to do it God's way. And God says, that's the reason why things are working for the good the way that they are. And as long as you continue to put God's way above your way, he said that these young men will grow up to be powerful, influential. They'll be mighty men of God because of the seed that they'll have sown in them. That goes for the whole family. Hallelujah. And Brother Jeff, the Lord said, keep preparing, because he's got some things out in front of you, and you've sensed it, and it's been rolling over you, inside you, and God said, do not turn it loose, for it shall come to pass, even as I have spoken it unto you. So be steadfast and not wavering, and do what your hands find to do. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And there's somebody here this morning, and God didn't tell me who. This is between you and him. But you've cried a lot of tears during the night for a child. And your heart has been broken at times because of that child. And you hear this little voice say, it'll never be any different. But God said, remember, with me, nothing is impossible. Begin to see what you're praying for. Begin to stop looking at the problem and start looking at the problem solver. Give it to me, says the Lord, and you'll see the harvest. So wherever you are, and maybe there's more than one, just grab onto that and hold it. Don't turn it loose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're just in the presence of God, folks. You know, we get a whole lot more out of God when we listen than we do when we talk.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Allie and Liv, I'm going to have to end a cue for me here a minute. These are two of our special girls that don't live in the vicinity, but they visit the vicinity. And they're here for a while. And when they were little, they went through some stuff. But God grew them up, and you're not through growing yet. But the hand of the Lord is upon you too. And he was with you through the hard times, times you don't even remember. And he's going to stay with you because your family has made some choices. And they're living by those choices that they made. And so don't you turn aside to something else, and don't let the world pull you out, because things in the world that are supposed to be fun, in the end, they're not. They just get you in trouble or hurt you. So you be obedient to God. Walk in faith. Help your mom, dad. And be a strong, godly Christian family. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for these girls. I'm just being obedient to the Spirit of God, or what I believe to be the Spirit of God. That's all you can do. If you have been in this position, that's all you can do. You can do what you do because you believe you're hearing the Spirit of God. And John, the Spirit of God says to you, you're not drifting anymore. It's your home. And it's time to see yourself anchored. And he said that you're moving to that area, but there are times when you still feel like, do I really belong? God says, I have put you where you are for this hour because it will give you the strength to do what you will do down the road for me. And so when those feelings come along, and I don't know, maybe there's even times when the feeling comes along, maybe I should move. Maybe I should go somewhere else. God says, you're not drifting. So put your anchor down and keep it down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
I really feel like the Lord been speaking to me and saying that this camp meeting that we're going to have it's going to reach down to children and youth. If you get your children and your youth here, that God will have a word for them. God will touch them, and they're going to sense the presence and the power of God. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Since we've been talking about camp meeting, I felt the Lord laid on my heart to say, you know, our theme is overflow. How does overflow happen? When Something is filled so much it can't hold anything else any longer. It overflows. And I really feel like that the Lord is telling us, you will overflow yourself. You will fill yourself so full of me. He said, I'll do those things. He said, I'll overflow into those other areas. And so I didn't talk to them about it. I was trying to find out where Mom's music was. But that song, Overflow, is our theme song. I'm going to go after we get finished singing here, and I'm going to make copies of that song for everybody here. I want everybody to commit to playing that in your home. Stick it in your car. I'm going to listen to it every morning on my way to work, because I'm going to take that time, and I'm going to fill myself with Him. I'm going to fill it to the brim. I want to be completely overflowing. I hear this song every single day, because we've got more and more where we listen to Christian music at work. And I hear this song every day, and I sing it. And I'm going to allow the Lord to fill me so much that it flows out into my work. And it flows out into those other areas. Hey, I'm going to leave my problems. I've got problems. I've got things I need to see Him do. But right now, I need Him to fill me so that I can take it out to someone else. I guarantee you, if you get here, God's going to show up. This camp meeting is going to blow the roof off of this place. But it takes preparing ourselves to allow the anointing to come into us so that it can do that. You want to see a miracle? Prepare your heart for it. I want to see a miracle. I'm preparing my heart for it. I need that miracle. So in that, I'm going to fill myself up. I'm going to overflow. Not only this week, but every single day. Every single day.
One more time. Are y'all ready to overflow?
Amen.
Okay. All right. We're going to overflow. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. One more time. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. Say, God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign.
Thank you. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have our prayer time now, and then we've got a little something special for the fathers before we dismiss our classes. But right now I want to call your attention to these prayer requests. Pat Downey and her family. Amanda, she was a relative. She's married now, and I can't remember what her last name is, but she's a cousin of mine. Her mom, or her dad, asked us to pray. She's got a 3-inch blood clot in her leg. And pray for the Bobby Pegg family, for those that remember Bobby. She passed away this week, and she used to be part of our church years ago until she got physically where she couldn't get out here. And then my cousin Barbara Ryder called and or texted us and wanted us to pray for her son-in-law that was in a car accident this week, and I understand he was hurt pretty bad. I'd like for us to pray for Veronica Mauser and Sam Holmes. As far as I know, Brother Holmes is in the hospital over at Campbellsville, Taylor County Regional, unless he got out last night. But as of yesterday, they hadn't really determined what was causing his problem, but he was feeling a lot better, and he was ready to go home. But let's continue to pray for him. And then his brother-in-law, Miss Eileen's brother, Pete McKinney, he needs our prayers. He's dealing with a very, very serious situation in his body. Then Dimple Buck for healing, and Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation, and Mandy Christian for just more faith. I don't know what happened to your pen. Okay, there it is. Okay, is there anybody?
Any other prayer requests? Good Jesus. Oh.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, well, let's go to the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your attentive ear to our prayers. And for your arm that's not short to reach down and minister to your people. To hand us what we need, to reach down and take from us what we don't need. Amen. To lift the burdens off of us. To fill us with your blessings. To give us a hope of salvation. That promise of eternal life. And Lord God, for each one of these names that I have spoken this morning, I pray, Lord God, right now that your covenant promises would kick into effect for them. And I know, Lord God, you said whatever things you ask when we believe that we receive them. And I don't know where these people are and what they believe that you are. I don't know about them believing what they believe about you being their healer. But Lord God, to the extent of what they will receive, I pray, Lord God, that you would be with them and touch them and minister to them as the Savior, the baptizer, the healer, the deliverer, and the provider. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And we thank you, Father, for your righteousness and your mercy. I thank you, Father, for being with fathers. And Lord, as our Father, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, and happy Father's Day. Amen. And Lord, may we be the instruments of overflow as we live our lives in front of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, now, I'm going to turn this back over to Laverne.
All right, I'd like ask everybody that's a father to come on up front. We have a small gift for you, and then as a church, we want to pray over you. So you may be visiting father, but you're a father. Come on up. And wait just a minute. And I'm just so thankful to have you all here today. Amen. It's good to see you, brother. Good to see father and son here today, isn't it? Yes. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. You know, I really and I truly believe this, that the strength of the church, and I always lift up women, but I really believe the strength of the church is in the strength of the men in the church and the fathers as heads of homes and mothers. Mothers are important. I'm not saying that. But I tell you what, we need strong fathers. I've got, go ahead, Sadie, and give them the little thing we have for them. And I just want to read just a few scriptures here. These are just some scriptures about fathers that all of you have heard these from time to time. But I just want to share them with you. Genesis 18:19, for I have chosen him, talking about Abraham, that he will direct so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Now, God could not have brought about for Abraham what he promised him if Abraham hadn't directed his children and his household to follow the ways of God. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord has given you. And then Deuteronomy, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and in your gates. And then in Joshua, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And then Psalm 103 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. Wow. And the gate is where the leaders made all their decisions. Hallelujah. And then it says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. Mm-hmm. And whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress. And for their children, it will be a refuge. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come back and strike the land with a curse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And then it says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and in the instruction of the Lord. A dad is respected because he gives his children leadership. A dad is appreciated because he gives his children care. A dad is valued because he gives his children time. And a dad is loved because he gives his children the one thing they treasure most, himself. Did you notice it didn't say anything about money there? It talked about giving his children leadership, care, time, and himself. That's what we give our children and our grandchildren. Hallelujah. So, did she go ahead and give you all your little I know it's not much, and it's an ink pen, but you know, and somebody just told me they found a whole bucket of ink pens at their house the other day, but that's all right. This is a nice one, and it's either that or a flower. No.
Well, I thought about getting Glenn Ricardo a carpenter's pencil.
Okay. A carpenter's pencil, all right. That might have worked. Hallelujah. Well, before we pray over you guys, and we are so thankful for all of you, and I've got some numbers picked out here. And Sadie, you want to bring those three gifts up here? She's my helper today. You stand here by me, and then they can just pick out the one they want. All right, the first number I've got is number 2.
It's a setup, guys.
Actually, it wasn't. I wrote these down earlier. And number 10. There you go. Glad to have you here, son. Another one of my boys here today. There you go. Just pick out whichever one you want. And then number 13. Well, bless you. Now, I was just like, come on, mamas and grandmas and everybody, let's just stretch your hands forward, and we're going to pray for God's blessing on these men, of God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your hand upon each one standing here. Lord, we honor the men in our household. We honor the men in our church, and we respect them, Father God. And I thank you that your divine favor is upon everything they put their hand to do. We'll be blessed. And Lord God, they will be have the love and compassion and care for their families and their children. Lord God, that they'll not do things in their flesh, but they'll do things, Father God, according to your way. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for your wonderful anointing on their lives. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just so glad you all are here today. Thank you so much. I'm going to dismiss preschool and children. Oh, okay. While you're on your way, I want to sing happy birthday to somebody. He always gets his wife, so I'm going to get him today. And, you know, it's the kind of situation here that both Cole and Sherry, their moms and dads are with Jesus now. So, we've kind of adopted them. We adopted them a long time ago, but we've kind of adopted them. So we're going to sing happy birthday. And the youth have a class today, too. But we're going to sing. Are you ready? Y'all ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cole. Happy birthday to you. Amen. You got him, didn't you? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor?